Just for the record, the President's 15 this afternoon in a classic game of rugby scored 6 tries in defeating the All Blacks, who scored 4 tries by 35 points to 28. The President, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the Wellington Rugby Football Union, Mr. Alan Wright.
Ladies and gentlemen, my great privilege and pleasure this afternoon to say a farewell to Colin Meads on yours and our own behalf. In saying farewell to Colin, I'm sure I speak for everybody when I say what a loss he'll be to rugby, not only as a player, but as a man of physique and a wonderful man off the field with the boys. Today he has shown by leading his team to victory that he hasn't lost any of that form. 18 years of top rugby. What a marvellous thought. And I'm sure he leaves a great blank in all our lives and our rugby following. He'll be a great loss to New Zealand, a great loss to us here in Wellington. Should he ever want to come back from retirement, we'll be very pleased to see him. And if he brings Mrs. Meads, we'll be more pleased. However, I'll call on Ian Kirkpatrick now just to support my words and wish Colin and Mrs. Meads all the best in the future. Ian Kirkpatrick.
Your Excellency, Colin, ladies and gentlemen, I'd rather talk about Colin in the game today, but all I can say to Colin as a player who started off with Colin and went through right through with him and saw him retire from first class rugby was a tremendous pleasure and a privilege to play with Colin Meads. And to sum it up, if I could say that Colin Meads will go down in rugby history as the greatest forward in the world. So once again, I say to Colin, congratulations on a magnificent rugby career. And all I can say is on behalf of all rugby players and ex-rugby players of New Zealand and of the world, we wish you well in your retirement and all the very best. Thank you. I ask you all to give Colin Meads 3 hearty cheers. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Ian Kirkpatrick, ladies and gentlemen. Usually when you make a speech or something, you say behalf of the President's team, but in reply to that speech by Ian Kirkpatrick, I can only say thank you very much. This is something I never ever expected. It is a great honour to be back here at Athletic Park. As far as being my farewell match or anything like that, I've never said it. It's just everyone else is saying it. To you all, thanks for the great ovation. It was a great thrill to be back out here on Athletic Park. And with the young New Zealanders that were on our side, I think New Zealand rugby's got nothing to worry about. There's tons of players coming on, and it's argues well for the future. I can remember a great speech made by a great All Black in 1956 at Eden Park. Well, that's how I feel now. And I can assure you people, you good people, that I've never looked at a clock so much in any game in my life. And while, once again, it was a privilege and a pleasure to be here, I do hope to get back to Athletic Park in the future, not as a player. Thank you.